SBS தமிழ்.
Greetings, Jehan Kanga.
Hi, how are you going? It's lovely to chat to you.
You are one of the recipients of the inaugural 40 Under 40 Most Influential Asian Australians Award. Before we get into that, can you give a brief introduction about yourself to our audience?
Yes. So my name is Dr. Jehan Kanga. I'm the deep tech lead with High Growth Ventures at KPMG Australia. I was born in Australia in Royal North Shore and St. Leonards, and my parents arrived in the late 70s to Australia. My parents actually moved from India. My mum is Goan and my dad is Parsi. My dad actually got work in computer sciences. That was his specialty and a real growing area, obviously, in the late 70s, early 80s. And my mum really brought the industry of risk engineering to Australia and helped develop that out and was part of the very first Warren Center working groups around risk engineering and has been involved in a lot of the ISO certifications and strategic international, how that's codified. And she's also currently the president of the World Federation of Engineering Organizations. So yeah, my parents have a pretty epic engineering background, and I also went into STEM. I had studied as a scientist in chemistry and did a PhD at University of Sydney. Did a bit of study in the US as well at UC San Diego, and then really was interested in the industry side, so sort of transitioned into the R&D advisory group over at KPMG.
And you did your primary and secondary schooling in Sydney as well?
That's correct, yeah. So I did some primary schooling in Sydney. I lived in Singapore for a couple of years as well, so I did some primary school there and then secondary school back in Sydney and uni here as well.
And with KPMG, you said you are the deep tech lead.
That role, I mean, is really as a commercialization specialist, helping universities translate their core technologies that are ready for commercialization, ready to enter the market, helping them actually find partners or develop new startups that can then attract investment for further development and then allow that to grow and achieve impact.
What kind of technology that you lead?
We have a series of clusters, I suppose you can think of, that we work with within High Growth Ventures. As a team, we are the startup specialist team for the whole of KPMG. And we have leads in ag tech and fintech, so that's agriculture and financial services. We also have specialists in education, ed tech, construction and property, which is called real tech. Deep tech is, we have a special category for it. It's actually across all industries. It's not industry specific, but university IP is often extraordinarily complex. There's often multiple players involved in the origination and creation of the IP, and then actually moving it from a discovery into a validated product is a real challenge, and it can involve dozens of people, a lot of different companies, a lot of different government groups, departments, because these technologies often are at a scale and impact that is global from the moment it enters the market. So these are some of the biggest technologies that are coming out of universities into biotech and fields, or maybe they're the really disruptive technologies entering agriculture, so they might also cross over with the ag tech, fintech, education tech, industry sectors, but it's often that layer of complexity that requires someone with an understanding of university commercialization to come in and really support that so that it doesn't fail, because it's such a challenge to actually get these startups created around deep tech and get them funded in Australia, because the capital depth is pretty shallow in Australia.
And you help innovators or startups get
Yeah, that's right. So sometimes the professors become the founders, but sometimes it may be their PhD students or postdocs or people who are brought in externally to help found the company. And the researchers may stay with the university or join the startup. And then we help train them, put together the investment pitches, and also try and build some of those partnerships early on. So connect with industry, and those industry groups get a bit of validation for the discovery, turning that discovery into a solution that someone can actually buy to actually support the development of that company.
Great.
So, yeah.
And you are one of the five recipients within the professionals category of the inaugural 40 Under 40 Most Influential Asian Australians Award. Can you tell us a little more about the Influential Asian Australians Awards?
This is the first they've run this. My understanding is they were really looking for early to mid-career Asian Australians who not only were successful in their own careers, but also had some connection back into Asia. I mean, AsiaLink is all about Australia's relationship to Asia. So there was a twofold thing. They were highlighting Asian Australians' successes in their careers or in demonstrating impact for Australian society, but also looking at how that impact is also translating into that connectivity from Australia to Asia. It's all about that partnership. And I suppose it feeds into that concept and identity about who Australia is and our identity as Australians and as Asian Australians. It's really great to have these kinds of awards. I think they really highlight some of the special things that people are doing all around the country. I mean, I was very humbled seeing some of the biographies of my fellow recipients who have done some absolutely extraordinary things in their lives. I think that's a very strong narrative to put out into the community, and it's a necessary counter-narrative to some of the nationalistic narrative that we are getting from the powers that be currently. I'm very humbled and honored to be listed in this incredible group of professionals and founders and people working in science and medicine and community and advocacy. For example, Kat Thao Nguyen, who's co-founder and chairperson of the Australia-Vietnam Young Leadership Dialogue, who's done some amazing work between Australia and Vietnam. And in the professional category, Astrid Harbin-Beer, who was a barrister with the Victorian Bar and who represented the Victorian government in the Child Abuse Royal Commission. So there's some pretty incredible people from Asian Australian backgrounds who are very deserving of recognition. Yeah, I think it's very humbling to be in this list.
You are currently employed with KPMG. What are your future plans?
You know, I'm looking at building our presence. KPMG is one of the only consulting firms doing really strategic work in the space of deep tech commercialization. And it's traditionally a space that no one has really in industry has worked in. I mean, there are several individuals out in the community who are commercialization specialists for university IP. But in terms of large industry organizations, we're one of the first and certainly a major challenge given the long timeline of development. So I'm hoping to build that practice and build out the capability of both internally and also have the opportunity to help grow some incredible companies delivering amazing impact in medicine and sciences and agriculture and community development. So, yeah, there's some incredible projects that I'm working on in clean water and energy. We're hoping to be able to roll out those passive solar clean water technologies across Southeast Asia. And those are the kinds of projects that really excite me.
Sounds exciting. Well, congratulations again, Jahan Kanga, and wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Cheers. Thank you so much. And yeah, I really appreciate chatting to you, Sanchayan.
SBS Tamil Facebook-ஐ லைக் செய்வதுடன் நிகழ்ச்சிகள் பற்றிய கருத்துக்களை நமக்கு அறிய தாருங்கள்.